Our North America correspondent, Neda Taufik, is following this story for us today. Neda, it is good to see you. The press conference that police delivered gave us some more details about the suspect. Tell us about what we know.
Yeah, that's right. You know, police say that Jesse Van Rootselaar is somebody who was known to them. In fact, that they had visited the family home several times over the last few years for mental health reasons. They say, in fact, that they had actually taken Jesse Van Rootselaar in for evaluation and assessment on a number of occasions, and that also firearms in that home had been seized under a criminal code, that they were able to do that until the lawful owner of those firearms petitioned the courts to have those returned. Remember, Sumi, the suspect had not only a modified handgun, but a long gun in these attacks there in Tumbler Ridge. And what we also heard from police was that this 18-year-old suspect is someone who dropped out of Tumbler Ridge Secondary School 4 years ago. And that 6 years ago, Jesse Van Rootselaar, who was born a biological male, began to transition and identify as a female. So quite a lot more detail on the suspect. But as far as motive, they say that they aren't able to piece that together yet, less than 24 hours after this attack.